Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
PSY Radio.
And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News, 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 news.
Thanks, guys. I'm Cam Stewart with your news update. Yeah, Morency, I saw another one where they stuffed a teddy bear full of other pills and money, too. It's a big thing. Yeah, stuffing bears with all sorts of miscellaneous items. Wednesday night's NCAA play-in games. North Dakota State minus 4.5 versus NC Central. Total 134 flat. Arizona State from 1.5 to 2-point favorites against St. John's. We got the over-under 153 in that basketball game. We talk about the one seeds Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, Gonzaga with Mark Lawrence. Out of those teams with the recipes, North Carolina and Duke are the only ones out of the one seeds that fit all criteria in Mark Lawrence's database and playbook to win the tournament. Odds are Duke the favorite, plus 225. Gonzaga is 5-1. North Carolina is listed at 6-1. Gabe, I know you got North Carolina at 14. That's a very, very nice price. Virginia, 8-1. Let's take a look at the regional odds. This is to win the brackets. Duke from 185 down to minus 170 to win the East. We got Gonzaga plus 110 to win the West. We got North Carolina plus 140 to win the Midwest, and Virginia plus 120 to win the South. Robert Kraft, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, won't accept a plea deal being offered by Florida prosecutors in a solicitation case. Kraft's attorneys filed a joint protective order along with the other 24 men being charged in an attempt to prevent the release of video evidence inside the day spa that they went to. Kraft has pleaded not guilty to all charges revealed in the late February raid. The 77-year-old's arraignment hearing is set for March 28th. Antonio Brown, not the only former Steeler with a beef with Ben Roethlisberger. We know Le'Veon Bell is now a Jet, and he says Big Ben was a big factor, quote-unquote, in the running back leaving the Steelers to go to the Jets. Bell added, Big Ben wants to win, but he wants to win his way, not the team's way. We'll see how Roethlisberger responds to this. Breaking news in the MLB. He hasn't played a game yet, but this prospect is getting paid. Chicago White Sox prospect Eloy Jimenez has agreed to a 6-year, $46 million deal with Chicago. Earlier today, most people were asleep when Seattle took out Oakland 9-7. Santana with a grand slam home run in that game. Ichiro getting a huge ovation from the fans in Tokyo. Gonzalez gets the win for the Mariners. Mike Fiers the loss. Hunter Strickland the save in the 9-7 win. Game goes over the title. UFC news. Bantamweight champion TJ Dillashaw has been suspended 1 year from the New York State Athletic Commission and fined 10 G's for the use of a banned substance. The substance retroactive to his January 19th bout with Henry Cejudo in Brooklyn, New York City. As a result of the suspension, he now has to relinquish his title belt. NBA, we got a busy night in the association with 9 games. So college, not the only game in town. Milwaukee minus 9 at Cleveland, 227. Nikola Mirotic out 2-4 weeks for the Bucks with a left thumb fracture. New Orleans at Orlando, the Magic 8.5-point favorites, over under 224.5. Boston at Philadelphia, Sixers laying 3. This should be a good one. 225 is your over under. Utah on the road minus 11.5 at the New York Knicks, total 209. Washington minus 2.5 at Chicago, 231 is your total. Houston laying 5.5 at the road in Memphis, 215.5. Miami at San Antonio, red hot Spurs. These guys are on fire and laying 6 tonight. They're kind of trying to get it done, trying to make it 10 in a row. Total 211. And Toronto at Oklahoma City, Thunder minus 4.5, 226.5. Kyle Lowry will be out for the Toronto Raptors tonight. And Dallas is at Portland there. Minus 10, 217 is the total. We also have NIT action tonight. Wichita State versus Furman. Harvard takes on Georgetown. Toledo at Xavier. Norfolk State at Alabama, an 8-1. Stony Brook takes on South Florida. Grand Canyon versus West Virginia. Central Michigan and DePaul. Butler at Nebraska, and Sam Houston State battles TCU. We had games yesterday as well. NHL news, the Detroit Red Wings have given goaltender Jimmy Howard a 1-year extension worth $5.2 million to keep him off the open market. And hey, is it possible to be the best and worst at something? Well, when it comes to Bruins super pest Brad Marchand, the answer yes. In an NHL Players Association vote, Marchand was voted best and worst trash talker in the NHL. four games on the ice tonight on frozen water. Battle of the QEW, Toronto at Buffalo. Leafs laying 50 cents on the road, 6.5. Tampa Bay minus 140 at Washington, a good one there. 6.5 is your over-under. Ottawa at Vancouver, the Canucks minus 190, total 6. And the Winnipeg Jets laying 150 at Anaheim. Total is set at 6 flat. Hey, I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. More Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio with me and host Gabe Morenci. We'll break it all down with our buddy Gamblu, talk a little MMA, a little hockey, and still NCAA tournament, NIT, and a whole lot more. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage returns right after this.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio. Shout out to everybody tuning in out there on the many platforms, iTunes and everything else. Actually,
also as I heard, a shout out to our boy Yang Gabe, who's not with us today. His mother had an accident last night. We want to say, Yang, we love you, buddy, and hope everything works out with you there too. It's not the same. We miss our boy Yang, and hopefully his mother's okay.
Back to live action, fellas.
Back to live action, fellas.
Yeah, shout out to Yang. Unfortunately, his mother fell, and she hit her head, but I think she hurt her hip, which is more severe. So, we wish Yang the best and his mother the best. It's pretty crazy, too. I was thinking of our boy Yang. There was a big shootout, actually, in Yang's neighborhood. Yang don't really play around, man. Like, yeah, he lives in a part of Harlem that Corey would never go to. Like Corey lives in Corey lives like 2 blocks from Don Lemon. You know what I mean? No, I'm dead serious. Like Corey, like Don Lemon's friends with people in Corey's building. All right, Don Lemon ain't living like right in the hood. Like Yang is from like the hood, Spanish Harlem, like 112th Street area. And even Corey's like, oh, yeah, bro. He goes, you don't go up there unless you're in a gang. Like, you're going to get shot. And, yeah, that's Yang's neck of the woods. So, yeah, big shootout. Bunch of people got shot, but the news didn't really care about it too much because they were like, oh, it's in Spanish Harlem, you know? So they were like, it's a cold world.
Hate to say it. It's kind of like on the Murder Mystery shows. If you're a pretty white chick, the police will look for you very, very quickly. If you're a black girl missing, they tend to take a hell of a lot longer and solve less cases. Facts are facts.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get the same. You just don't get the same media coverage. Lou from Gamblu will join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk some UFC Nashville. We'll talk a little NHL hockey, too. We'll take an updated look at the NHL standings. Maybe take a look at a couple of games. Here tonight, we've got this game coming up. You know, it's a good thing about in-game betting, actually, Cam. It's an opportunity for us to, you know, see what kind of flow there is. My gut instinct tells me this first game goes over. You know, I got to get a piece of something here. I'm a degenerate. There's no way in hell I'm not betting this first game. But my money's in, and I see we got our main man, Tom St. John, in the house. Tom St. John. And a lot, tell you what, guys, a lot of people are liking the Red Storm tonight, including I think you, Cam, right? Are you going against me? We just heard Mark Lawrence, who I have a lot of respect for, says there's no way in hell he trusts the pathetic 12. He thinks Mullen has the advantage against Hurley. He thinks St. John responds after that embarrassing 32-point loss. He's riding the Johnnies. I'm riding the Diablos.
Thing is, what Mark said about the whole thing, at first, I'm thinking Arizona State, Gabe, but the fact that St. John's beats good teams like the wins over Villanova, very something to think about. They played good basketball against quality opponents, and after laying an egg at the game you went to, they'll be ready to rock tonight. It'll be a very good game.
All right. Lou, Gamblu.com steps up in it next. Yeah, we'll take a little look at the NIT and CBI and that stuff.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
fantasy sports.
I hate Manny Machado. Can I tell you that? I hate him. I thought he was trash last year, Adam. Seriously, I was a trash human being, trying to run guys over. Did you remember that last year when he stepped on guys? You know, and I really don't get like that because normally I don't care if you're a good guy, bad guy. I just don't like him. Maybe he's a good player. I respect his ability. I just don't like him as a person, dude. I would never try to injure somebody on a field. Not a fellow competitor. I think that's low class, dude.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Positions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're waiting on Lou, Gamblu.com. I'll fire him off the number just in case. What is it? 844-863-6879. 863.
Good memory. That's good. I couldn't do it off the top of my head. I just see the number and hit it on the old Skype or on the phone. I don't know it off by heart.
I should. I actually stumbled a little bit. We're having, you know, Sean's in the house here instead of Yang. So that's why we don't have that. Sean has trouble working phones, as we heard. You heard the beeping before? Beep, beep, like.
Beep, beep.
We got, if your boy picks up his phone, we'll have him. He's on the phone now.
We do?
It's
all up, right.
It's on you, buddy. That's on you.
It's a common theme. You're like, oh, they're not picking up. I don't know. These guys
have been coming
off
for
15 years.
Gabe,
you got to
tell these guys, Gabe.
Mark Lawrence is like a drill sergeant. He's ready to go. He's like Lou. Lou, Gamblu.com. What's up, Lou?
Gosh, I don't know what to do. This is the first time in a few weeks where I can hear everything. It's clear, concise. I'm tickled.
Wow. Everyone's taking shots today.
I mean it.
That's because I'm running the show. Thank you.
That's right. We got a new sheriff in town, apparently.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
All right. So Lou, Gamblu.com with us. I said earlier, Lou, we're talking mostly March Madness today on the program. We're going to get in some UFC talk with you right now. You are a gambling man. You're a Renaissance man. But I know, you don't like betting on things you don't follow. But so what's your you have any gambling stake at all? In this tournament, March Madness at all? You bet the games? Did you bet a future? Did you get any piece of this at all?
I got a handful of futures that I bet probably around maybe between Christmas and Super Bowl. They include I got Gonzaga. I got Tennessee. These are just from being up in Vegas and having guys then at the time telling me. And so I got Michigan State. I got Gonzaga. Gonzaga, even then, was still kind of chalky, maybe 8-1 or something. Tennessee, I got really long. Actually, one day on the phone with you guys 2-3 months ago, we were talking about St. John's at like 100-1. One New York caller called it in, and he got way worse odds. But I took the 100-1. Now, you know, that's not going to live long. But, yeah, I got probably a total of one unit spread over 4 or 5 bets, which is basically a bunch of nothing. I don't work basketball. I don't know it. If I bet a game, oftentimes, guys, I'll either take the money line on one team and then 3 or 4 points on another and try and play a middle, which is a sure recipe for death because you're just going to give juice away every time. But, you know, you want to watch a ball game. But, or more importantly, I kind of watch and pay attention to everybody talking about their pools. And I can tell you, I don't even know who Murray State plays, but I'm taking whoever Murray State plays because not one person's taking them. And so they're good enough for me, whoever that is. Wisconsin or I don't even know.
Marquette.
There it is.
That's in Wisconsin. It's pretty close, Lou.
Yeah, that's pretty close. And
why don't you, Lou?
I
was just saying, why don't you do a bracket, Lou? We should do a bracket with you.
Excellent idea.
We'll just take the schools that have better wrestling programs. Like all the way through. Whoever has a better wrestling program, and then at the end, we'll see who's standing. And I tell you what, my Michigan Wolverines would have a puncher's chance. We got a hell of a wrestling program. Big Ten.
Yeah, you'd have a Big Ten champion.
At basketball.
It's a Big Ten champion.
You'd
have a Big Ten champion.
Yeah, that's coming
up.
That's coming up soon.
It is. Yeah, it is. Hey, Gabe, know what the crazy thing with Lou's stuff is? Out of those teams, Tennessee fit Mark Lawrence's recipe. The other one, who else? Two or three of Lou's picks. Yeah, Michigan State fits the recipe. Out of those teams, Lou's got some interesting picks there.
Good picks, like Tennessee. Tennessee is suddenly a team. They're not really trendy, Tennessee, because a lot of people don't believe in them. But I'm noticing a lot of people I respect, and a lot of the computer, the algorithms that I respect, have Tennessee going a long ways. Like, thinking if Virginia gets knocked off, the Tennessee Volunteers will be the team to do it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Gabe. And I'm scared because, hey, remember, Tennessee, sure, they faltered down the stretch in the conference tournament, but still they were ranked number one in the nation for a while. We never thought they were truly the best team, but we also didn't think they're maybe not the 6th or 7th best team, maybe even as when they were playing well, as high as like 5. So I agree there. I think Tennessee is being disrespected. They're better than what people make them out to be. I don't have them in the Duke, North Carolina, Virginia range, but I have them like right there in the second tier. They're a pretty good team.
So Lou from Gamblu.com with us. TJ Dillashaw has to step aside for the next year. Test positive, you know, whatever. It's gonna happen. I got a laugh out of it though this morning. And listen, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Although he's already failed the test, you're innocent until proven guilty. But I always like the excuse, Lou. After, I don't know how this happened. I'm looking into how this happened. And that's like me, like, betting on, like, 5 NFL games, losing $3,000, and at the end of the night saying, I'm looking into how this happened. I don't know how I lost this money. Yeah, it's like you saying, I don't know how this bacon got inside me. I'm a vegetarian. It's like me. I don't know how this THC got inside me. I'm going to investigate how this happened. I'm probably guessing, TJ, how it happened is you took steroids. That's probably how it happened. Or you took a performance enhancer. That's how it happened. You know, I don't want to make light of it, Lou, but TJ Dillashaw's out of the way for the next year.
Yeah. He is. It adds tremendous intrigue to one of the fights on the card this week. And more importantly, you know, all the accusations from many of the other fighters in his division, in his old gym, ring true because they all claimed that he was, you know, somewhat belligerent about his use and he apparently had enough money to just stay one step ahead of the law. And so I don't feel sorry for him whatsoever. I feel a little sorry for Garbrandt, a guy that I'm not particularly fond of personally, but arguably he was at the wrong end of a couple of those results. And so I'm glad that the division gets to move on, because this guy Morais is a beast, and there's three or four guys all there that should be worthy of a shot against him. It adds excitement to the division. And in the meantime, God bless Dillashaw, but there's a lot of 135ers that are really ready, willing, and able.
You know, it's a good point that a lot of people shrug off steroid use. And you know, and I do in some sports. Like, I don't care about baseball and football or whatever. But hockey, hockey's a little different with some of the dudes that are punching each other in the face. And UFC is different. And if anyone thinks, like, in the UFC that you don't get more power from taking steroids, you do. You do, point blank. I've spoken to fighters that have taken them. And, you know, Mark Bocek was talking to me about that. Like, Bocek wasn't on a big losing streak when he retired. He wasn't. He won his, like, two out of his last three fights when he retired. And he told me point blank. He said, guys, he goes, I feel... he goes, I used to shake off a fight like a week or so after. You know, you get punched in the face and it would suck for a week or whatever. He goes, now you get punched and you feel it for like a month. And he goes, you can tell. Like, you can feel the roids, like the extra power, the compactness. Somebody could get killed. Like, you're already choking someone out. You're already trying to, like, severely injure them as it is. You don't need extra human pharmaceutical strength in the cage. It's going to end poorly, and it does give fighters an advantage. It sincerely does. So, Lou, so what
well,
you mentioned
not only, not go, only go that, on, Gabriel, if I may step in there, not only that, you make great points, but now you compound that with the fact that what the roids originally were taken for, besides the power and the strength,
training.
is the recovery. And so now you got a guy that's not only enhanced, but he's able to recover in between rounds.
He can go harder in the gym, too, in training, Lou. He can go harder in the gym, too, like every day.
It is. It's really exponential.
All right, we'll be right back, Lou.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, now on YouTube as well. I am Gabriel Morenci in New York. Cam Stewart in Toronto. Lou is in Arizona. Lou is in Gamblu.com with us. So let's jump in, talk some UFC before we get a little hockey as well. Anthony Pettis and Wonder Boy. Wonder Boy. So we got Anthony Pettis and Wonder Boy. Showtime and Wonder Boy. I was surprised to see the number this high. I think the right guy is favored here in this fight, Lou. But I was surprised to see the number this high. And I've said this for a couple of years about Anthony Pettis. I think he would have been better off served fighting in Glory. You know, he still could have made some nice money in Glory. He's more suited. I mean, we've seen it time and time and time and time and time and time again in which he gets taken down. I guess this is a matchup where they expect him not to. We'll see if Wonder Boy's a dick and actually does it just to try to win the fight, but I don't think so. I think that it could be really fun, man. It's like Bruce Lee style, you know, Chuck Norris, Bloodsport. You know what I mean? It's like an old school sort of, you know, kickboxing slash MMA fight. What are you making a number, though, Lou? Can you make a case for Anthony Pettis?
Boy, it's really hard to, Gabriel. I mean, here's a natural 155-pound fighter that from, you know, his first 7 years in the UFC, he was 20-2 from 07 until 14. Since then, he's 9-6. Excuse me. Since then, in nine fights, he's 3-6. He's a 155-er, tried dropping to 145. Won a good fight, got into the championship fight against Max Holloway and was just torn apart. Now he goes back to 155 and yet up now to 170, trying to pick his poison. Does he have a chance if he goes in there and really throws a furious first round at Wonder Boy? Yeah, I think he does, but I don't want any part of him. I think this is his going away tour. He's talking on TV, you know, like he's excited about where the state of the UFC is today, because when he started, there was none of this and none of that. I'm just getting a feel like this is a farewell tour, and I think Stevie Boy is absolutely the rightful favorite, and I'd love to give ideas on props or over-unders, but basically all that's out right now as we speak, does the fight go to a decision minus 110? I would say that the only time Stevie Boy lose fights is when the fights go to decision. He tends to stop opponents. Now, that said, he's had 10 rounds with Tyron Woodley. And really, if you look at the names of the fighters that he's fought, I think he beat Till in that fight. But he fought Till. He beat Masvidal, two fights with Woodley. Beat Rory McDonald, Johnny Hendricks when Johnny Hendricks was still something. This guy's fought the top of the notch at legitimate 170 fighters, fought Till when Till weighed 189, and now he's going to fight a, you know, 168-pound Anthony Showtime Pettis. It's just another story, I think, Gabriel and Cam, where the fighter's fighting too long, trying to make a paycheck, keep his gym going, whatever kind of relevance he can, but I'm scared for Pettis.
20, you know, he's only 32 years old. 32 years old, so he's not old. He started fighting, though, all the way back in 2007. That's a grind, guys. You know, 12, 13 years in this business, yep. That's a long time. I mean, if you think about it, I don't know if you remember it, Cam, and I know Lou will. If you recall, Anthony Pettis really, really, you know, his big claim to fame was, of course, the kick against against Benson Henderson.
Yeah,
when he jumped off the fence. And it was one of the coolest, like, you know, moments in MMA history. It was just, you know, it was picture perfect. I think it was, like, one of the top contenders for ESPN's Play of the Year. So, it, you know, I mean, hell, Anthony Pettis was on the cover of a Wheaties box. First UFC fighter to be on the cover of a Wheaties box.
And it was just exactly then when he went down. As soon as that happened, it was over. It was no, literally.
It's a hideous bitch goddess.
as soon as he was on that cover of Wheaties, there's the meteoric rise to fame, riches, top of the world, and then he loses three straight fights after that.
Yeah, yeah, and I believe, I'm looking right now, I think that was, I think it was in 2010, that kick, 9 years ago, right? So that's what I'm saying.
It was 13.
Was it two? Okay, so they fought twice.
No, excuse me.
Did they fight three times or twice?
You were right. It was...
No, it was in WEC when it happened. Yes, it was in WEC. So it was WEC 53.
He's got a decision win over him. I don't see the...
Yeah, you know what? When he won with the kick, it wasn't like a knockout. It just knocked Henderson down. Like, it didn't end the fight.
Oh, yes.
So that's the WEC 53, yes, decision win. I think it was a Sunday night. You know, we had some great fights in those WEC nights on Sunday night. You remember
Bill
that was
Melendez
the...
was in there?
Yeah, remember Carlos Condit? But remember one of the greatest fights ever was Leonard Garcia and the Korean Zombie. And that was on a Sunday night on WEC. Like, it was over the top, man. WEC was kicking ass, man. Like, it was fun stuff. Fun company. So what about the rest of the card here, Lou? Anything else catch your eye? Do you like any dogs on this fight card from Nashville, Tennessee?
Gabriel, I really look at Justin Willis and Blades as another, you know, that's just a heavy favorite that I think should be a favorite. But when I go down now, especially in lieu of the Dillashaw news and what it potentially does or doesn't do to Cejudo at 125, you got Formiga and Figueroa, and I hate to, you know, on a rare occasion, I'm the guy looking for value. I try and find it in dogs, but I think this fight is correctly priced at its openers, where Davis and Figueroa was minus 175. There's been compression, and I understand the love for Formiga. He's fought the well better competition. He's the number one contender. He's got a very good, well-rounded skill set, and he's going to have an advantage on the floor. However, I think there's something special about this Figueiredo kid. He's clearly more one-dimensional. He uses that wild capoeira striking style, but he mixes it with Muay Thai and BJJ. His dissection of Moraga, a guy that fights out of the lab here who had beaten some good fighters and was on a good ascent.
Tough guy, John Braga.
It was very impressive. I think Figueiredo now, he's minus 140, minus 145. Boy, that's a huge bargain. I think after this fight, we wonder why he wasn't priced 200 or better. I think he's a much better fighter than Formiga. And then I looked down the fight in the undercard, you got a rescheduled fight that was canceled earlier, Vera against Saenz. Now, what's interesting to me is that when this fight opens up, because Vera was the one that had to pull out of the first fight for something at the last minute, Vera opens this fight minus 245, but just 6 months ago when they were supposed to fight, he opened that fight minus 185. So I don't know where he's getting this love. But I will say this, I liked Frankie Saenz in the first fight against Vera. He's going to be 12 years younger. Vera's a young, long drink of water that wants to stand up and strike, and Frankie Saenz must get inside and take this fight to the floor if he has any chance at all. That's an old Nebraska saying.
Oh, I love it, Lou. I love your expressions. Continue, Lou. They're great.
Anyway, I think Science has to get him to the floor to get this fight, and this fight is going to go to the floor. I think Frankie Science, I like the wrestler over the striker here, and you can catch him right now. Frankie's what? Plus 145, 150. So I'm gonna reserve judgment on that one because I do want to watch weigh-ins, make sure everything goes. But I also want to see if maybe there's going to be another, you know, dollar or two increase on Frankie Saenz. But you know, at plus money, I think Frankie's up to the task here, and this fight should be closer to a pick.
Cam, if you're calling in a bet to one of your friends. This is, you know, it's going to happen somewhere with a bookie on Saturday. Someone's going to be calling from a bar. They want, yeah, give me 200 on Figueroa, and they're going to get in on Formiga.
Yeah, like, exactly. I heard you say
Figueroa versus Formiga.
Formiga.
It's like,
I know.
It's you guys, both
Brazilians. Yeah, make sure you bet that online. Put it in yourself. Don't call that bet in.
Yeah. Either way, it's an L if you call it in. I was just going to say, guys, before we get to the other stuff, Gabe, I've noticed we talk about shopping around. For the Pettis-Thompson fight, I'm seeing huge discrepancies, Gabe. At our book, he's only, you know, our friend, the Mr. Green, at 355, and everywhere else it's over like 420, 430, 440.
That's pretty good value there, actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane to see like a whole dollar of value,
then,
Lou.
Cam, you got to get the vomit bag out because then you're a parlay playing puke.
Good point, Gabe.
Well, no, it tells me true. He took some Thompson. He took Pettis money. He's heavy on Pettis. That book took Pettis money.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, though, Bet365, they do have a little different MMA numbers. And I would say, too, it's advantageous to bet in-game there. Their judging is a little off. Like, you can get value within fights. I want to ask you, Lou, here's a fight, and here's an underdog. What do you make of this one? She's actually been very good to me over the years. She doesn't get much love, and this is Randa Markos taking on Angela Hill. But hang in here, Lou. Quick break with Lou. We'll wrap up the UFC. We'll hit some NHL on the way out with Lou here, but we'll hit this Angela Hill, Randa Markos fight. I think we could have a live dog with the Canadian redhead. Randa Markos. Game Time Decision continues.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Eli Manning was in the bottom third of the NFL even when he was not pressured in efficiency rating. He couldn't throw the ball down the field anymore. We could go on and on and on about Eli Manning, and I like Eli Manning. I truly do. But Eli Manning is no longer elite. I don't know if he ever was, to be truthful. But Eli Manning is just not that dude.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to
Dad,
Modell's.
What are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Retro Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the top five and five. I am David Morency with Cam Stewart. I can't do the Andy Frost voice, Cam. Man, that guy's got the best voice ever.
Toronto Maple Leafs goal scored by...
You know what? Andy Frost actually likes us. I met him a few times, too. He was always nice to me. And
he's great.
I don't know if he'd do it, but he'd be great for like the intro of the show type thing. Game time decisions, but I don't think he's associated with any station anymore either. But
he works from home, Gabe. He's one of those guys who has like, and not just like my little setup that I got from the local store. He's got like a studio, like a $25,000 studio. So when he does his show, he basically does that was Deep Purple and whatever, and then he has a little talk in between, and he does his whole set. And basically, boom, I've been in the room when he's actually done it. He has all the songs already there. He just does a couple lines in between them. Boom, Bob's your uncle. He stays at home. And his kid's a first-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Flyers. Great defenseman. Frost, playing for Team Canada. Kid's the real deal.
Yeah, we'll get into the Philadelphia Flyers a little bit later on as Gritty. We'll get into Gritty. Can't stay away from Gritty. All right, so we're with Lou Gamblou. So, Lou. You got Angela Hill, like a -150 favorite against Randa Markos. And, you know, as I was saying before we went to the break here, Randa Markos, she's alternated wins, losses. You know, she's a real grinder. She's not great, but she's consistently an underdog. So I've had success by betting on her because, you know, I'm always getting plus money with her. I go back, though. I can't live in the past too much without Carla Esparza win, but... You know, she beat Esparza, she lost to Grasso. Then she beat Juliana Lima, she lost to Nina Anderson. And then there was a draw in her last fight. So what do you make of this Randa Markos versus Angela Hill? Kind of wrestler versus striker here.
That's exactly what it is. And I can congratulate you for your eye because I do think that's a good potential dog situation there. Markos is underrated. She's a scrapper. She comes all day, and we know that all the fighters that are fighting at a lightweight and down, 155 and down, those fights tend to go to decision more often. But when you get to
it looks like we lost Lou.
Did we lose Lou? Oh, geez.
And Lou's down for the count. We need the sound effect. Nice job, Cam.
Thank you.
Nice job. We'll get Lou back on.
Boy.
Yeah, Randa Markos, tough fighter. And I think I'll finish what Lou is going to say, too. One thing with Randa Markos is, and this isn't just with, you know, with female fighters, so I'm not saying it's a female thing because some male dudes are untrustworthy as well. They're inconsistent. They're athletes, right? So, you know, sometimes, you know, people look really good. Sometimes they'll get overwhelmed. But one thing with Markos is she's incredibly consistent. She's not great. You know what I mean? She's a real grinder. She wants to wrestle. I believe she's Iranian Canadian. I think she was born in Iran, but she grew up in Canada. So she's got like the wrestling sort of pedigree in her. She got the wrestling pedigree. She lives in Windsor, so that's all you need to know, Cam.
Tough town.
She lives in Windsor, right?
If she lives in Windsor, I'm already going to put some money on her just because she lives in Windsor. I go to that town with Tumbleweed, and I leave the casino. I tell you, when you see people like grifters in Windsor, they're tough. That's a tough, tough working man town. She's training in Windsor. I'm in.
We're just saying a little about Randa Markos. She's not the greatest fighter. She's very lunch pail, blue collar. But at least you know what you're getting from her. We talk about the quote. Me and Joey Odessa always used to say this. Shout out to Joey as well. He just had a little medical, mini procedure taken care of. So we'll get him back in rotation next week. But we always talk about it. I talk about it in sports all the time, Cam, too, with basketball teams. Are we going to get an honest effort? And I don't mean like a crooked effort or a fixed effort, but I mean an honest effort. Are you getting the best? Are you going to get? And that's one thing with Randa Markos, Lou. Listen, she's not talented like Ronda Rousey was or anything like that. You know what I mean? But she freaking works hard. And as you just cut off, you're saying, you know, this fight goes the distance. I think she can wear Angela out, actually, through 15 minutes with the takedowns.
When I know it's going to go 15 minutes and I got a wrestler against a striker, it's not only do I rely on the cardio and the unrelenting pressure of the wrestler, I also begin to doubt after 10 minutes the ability of the striker to stay on their bike and keep movement. Now, these young gals they're light and they're very fit, so Hill will do a good job of it. But I do think in a situation like this, Markos is a very live dog. Because she's the wrestler and because she has the cardio. And I would definitely think that at plus 130, plus 140, you know, she's in a very good position here. I love the fact that you brought this fight up.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of hers. I've had her on the show before. And I just know how tough she is. I've seen her fight in person a few times, too. And, you know what I mean? Like I said, you're going to get, honest effort. You're going to get a nice, honest, pure effort. All right, so before we get you out of here, Lou, let's talk a little NHL playoffs. You dropped the big bomb and the big future play on the Tampa Bay Lightning. We talked about it last week. But let's check in right now. If the playoffs started today, Cam and Lou, in the National Hockey League, the Tampa Bay Lightning would play the Columbus Blue Jackets, so... The Blue Jackets have squeezed their way in here, Cam.
Yep.
Your Toronto Maple Leafs would take on the Boston Bruins.
They don't want that.
you don't want that.
Who wants that?
No, it's been proven. They don't want that. That's the one
no
team
one
they don't want
it.
To see Boston. No one wants Boston first round. The Leafs are actually playing
no
like crap
them.
To avoid it. Like, it's weird, man.
This next one will be a fun series because Don Cherry, he won't know who to cheer for. Like, he hates Russians and the Capitals, and he hates the Carolina Hurricanes. They're a bunch of jerks, right?
Yeah, like, those jerks are good.
He'll go with the Canadian kids anyways. He'll go with the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, I don't like what they do, but I don't like that Ovechkin guy. So, that's a fun series, though, Carolina and Washington. And then you got New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
What a series.
Yeah, that'll be a real battle. I was hoping the Montreal Canadiens could get in here.
They still can.
And take on
right
the Islanders.
Behind Columbus, Gabe. Big win for Canadiens last night. They got it done, and Columbus lost to Calgary. So the Canadiens are breathing down their necks. Columbus is a weird team, but they're feeling the pressure big time.
Out west, Calgary and Arizona. And I tell you, Lou, you've been talking about this Arizona team. They keep grinding away. They'll give the Flames all they can handle in that first round.
Boy, I got to tell you, I've been riding them, and they got such an excellent schooling by Tampa just a night or two ago. Tocchet will use that. They used that to see what their barometer was. It was 1-1 and competitive for the first period, but the depth and the waves of talent that Tampa has overdid them, but it's the best bloody nose Arizona could have got. They are going to race into these playoffs, and I'm just saying my Hail Marys and our fathers that Calgary can stay at San Jose because Arizona doesn't want to play San Jose, but they're dying to play Calgary.
There's still a West going on out West, though, Cam. The Chicago Blackhawks lurking. They now trail Arizona by 4 points.
Yep.
Hell, Vancouver are only out by 6. But still, it's tough to gain points in the NHL because you got to climb teams and you get points for the loss and all that. So exactly. Still in the mix, to be real. Let's say Colorado and Minnesota, Cam, still in the mix. But Winnipeg Jets would get Dallas. Winnipeg should beat Dallas, right, Cam? You don't think Winnipeg gets bounced?
I think they should. I think they should. But Winnipeg does have some problems with the beat-up defense, but they're a better team than Dallas.
And then Nashville-St. Louis will be a real bloodbath. That'll be a real
I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. This is the year, and if that stays, I probably will get St. Louis as a dog. They've never had the goaltending before in Binnington. I really like what they've done. Tarasenko, the acquisition of Bozak, Jaden Schwartz, who our DFS guy had 4 points last night, a hat trick. St. Louis is starting to figure it out, man. Ryan O'Reilly, they're a team no one wants to deal with. It's what we talked about earlier, the hot tender. And Binnington, this guy's on fire. The Blues, too, have a very, very solid, mean defense with Parayko. Like, they're a team I don't think people want to deal with right now. They're good.
Boy, I couldn't agree more with that, with those statements. That's totally right. Not only that, on top of it, I think Nashville's ripe, and I think it starts with Rennie.
Yeah. He played great last night against the Leafs, but that's his best game all year.
He can play really well, and even remember we saw that in the Stanley Cup Finals, guys. One game he'd be great, the next game shaky. You can't be that way.
Excellent point, Gabe. He was pulled twice in the Winnipeg series. Not once, but twice. And once he gets rattled, he gets really rattled. Like, he's out. I agree.
I think
Nashville's a team we could pick on. I think we could pick on Nashville because of their goaltending.
Nashville is so talented, though. But you're right. The goaltending holds them back, man. And, you know, you guys, you spent all this money. You have all these studs on your team. And you've got no, you know, they have too much confidence in this guy. And it backfired on them. You know, we'll see what happens here. But the St. Louis Blues have always played them tough. It's going to be a bunch of overtime games. One thing I'm looking forward to, guys, and with the NHL playoffs around the corner, is it's been a high-scoring year this year. I mean, we see, you know, some of these teams out there, oh, they're 22-2 to the over, and this and that and the over, and the first period's over. The books aren't going to adjust right away. I don't think they're just going to suddenly put 5.5s up. I think we might get a game or two or a couple of games, guys, where there'll be some 6.5s in the playoffs still. And I'm not saying every game's going to go under, but things are going to tighten up eventually in the NHL.
So, it's not even the same game. Gabriel, I'm gonna tell you that I'll buy you a 6-pack if you find a 6.5 in the first week or two of the playoffs, because I don't think they're going to be there. It's not the same game.
There won't be a ton
of
them, but there will be, Lou.
I don't think so. Because there's no pussy 3-on-3s, and there's no overtime.
Come on, you're telling me Tampa Bay, there's no way in hell Tampa Bay is a 5.5.
They'll put up a 6-flat, Lou. They'll put up a 6-flat.
Maybe a 6 there.
I said six and a half. I don't think we're going to see 6.5. We may, but...
I think people will crush it to the over, Lou. Like, look,
good.
Every year
because they're going to be wrong. It isn't how the playoffs work. Things tighten up in the playoffs, and that means, you know, listen, Vasilevsky's no slouch. So, and not only that, you look at a team like Columbus, big, heavy, slow Columbus. That's the worst matchup against Tampa Bay you could possibly have. So that game's 5-1 Tampa Bay at the worst. I mean, I'll stay on record.
Did you guys see last night, Lou? Lou, to your point,
last night is not playoffs.
No. This is my point to back it up. Last night when they were starting, because things are getting real and teams are vying for position, 8 out of the 10 games, Gabe, went under. And the only game that went over, the Blues kicked the crap out of the Oilers 7-2. And Florida and Dallas got there because of overtime. Or it would have been 9-1 to the under, buddy. That's crazy.
Remember two nights ago, that Tampa game, I liked it to the under.
Yeah, and it went under. I was on the
under.
Good call.
Went 4-1. It was 6.5. I said it was too high.
You've been doing good with your totals, buddy. Those 6.5s, you take those unders. Like, people blindly
bet
these overs.
I've been good at picking my spots. Yeah.
Yes.
I go contrarian in these games. I pick my spots for the totals. Yeah. But I remember, listen, Lou, Brian Blessing, of course, you know, great hockey handicapper. So
great hockey handicap.
And we'll remember, Cam, this. And me and Brian have sort of always disagreed, or like we're always trying to figure it out. NHL playoffs. NHL playoffs, game one. Is that the under? Brian says no. That's the game that's 5-3 and stuff happens. Game two, they hunker down. I've always said, no, no, game one in a playoff series, they come out and they're, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's Lou, gamblew.com. God bless you, Lou. Thanks for the time.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Ready, Rage, our radio. Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres owner Terry and Kim Pegula want fans to be able to bet on sports in their venues. As the owners of the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres have their way, fans will be able to place bets on their team's games from inside the venues where they play. Pegula Sports Entertainment has been active in the state capitol in Albany in recent days, meeting with lawmakers and state officials as they weigh whether to broaden legal sports gambling in New York. State records show that the Pegulas have hired a lobbying firm. Remember, like that Tim Hudak. Remember the politician?
Yeah, that was great. Remember that one, Marenzi? You had a great interview with him. Then it didn't work out. Next day, he's now in the he's the chairman of the Realtor Corporation.
Yeah, he saw him complaining.
Daily fantasy sports advocate. Daily betting and fantasy sports advocate.
These politicians, Cam, they chase money like you chase buffets, bro. Like they're like.
Oh, yeah.
Hudak's like, oh, they're like ambulance chasers. Oh, I hear a siren. Oh, wait, I'm going to go represent those guys. Yeah.
I learned from Oakley, Gabe, all of his buddies, ex-premiers and stuff like that. Know what do they do now? They haven't smoked one spliff in their life. Chairman of the marijuana board.
Oh,
they're getting much money in the side. These guys are such clowns. All they do is follow the money, and they get the positions because they used to be in politics. Guy's never smoked a pinner in his life, but he'll tell you what it's all about.
So. So Madison Square Garden has also been lobbying and applied. And, of course, MSG MSG applied for the copyright of a mobile betting app as well. The company is in favor of sports betting, joining Madison Square Garden and other professional sports owners who have met with lawmakers to push for in-game betting at arenas and stadiums across the state. But, of course, Andrew Cuomo has concerns. Always concerns, Cuomo. Has concerns. The state of New York is opposed to mobile betting for some reason because they like losing $600 million a month, Cam. it's amazing to me.
It's crazy.
Cuomo's like, oh, we're legalizing sports betting. Yeah, at four, like, upstate casinos. Like, where's this one casino? You know every casino. Battle Creek? Seneca. Battle Creek, Buffalo Battle Creek Casino, located steps from the KeyBank Center in Buffalo. That's downtown Buffalo. I didn't know they had a casino down there.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Seneca.
I guess it must be
Seneca.
New. Yeah, it must be new. They never had a nice casino next to that arena before.
We got to make a trip to Buffalo, Gabe.
Wow.
Buffalo Downtown Casino. Nice and cheap.
Chippewa, here we come.